Gangrene. Season 8, episode 16.
It's still cold in here.
Yes.
No matter what. No, you can't hide from this cold anywhere you go.
We are Gangrene TV.
Welcome back to the studio.
Welcome back to the studio. You can listen to us on iTunes, Dave.
Yes, yes, you can.
You can search us at Gangrene TV.
Yes.
You can also follow us on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
If you followed us on Twitter this past week, you would know a real fun game.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you should follow us at Twitter at Gangrene TV and also Instagram to see some cool pictures of us shoveling out the studio.
Do you know that game that you just mentioned? If for anybody who didn't see the tweet, it's every time the Celtics play the George commercial, you have to chug a beer. After I think the first quarter, you're annihilated.
It's on awful, you know, awful lot.
I think someone should contact the Celtics and be like, you know, you guys made a couple of other commercials. Maybe you could play those.
Funny.
Not to take anything away from George. I'm just saying.
I mean, we have some stuff to talk about, but it's been kind of a quick side note about that.
Yeah.
Is the reason this game came about, it's a quick little story, is Dave, not Dave, yeah, George actually texted me and said, can you go to the game tonight?
That's because he texted me and I said, I can't make it, text Kurt.
I couldn't.
Yeah.
And, later on that night, I was like, I may as well be at the game with you because you're in my living room every 30 seconds.
Right, you might as well. So. You're at the game even when you're not at the game with him.
So that's how that went by. Anyways, so follow us on those things. Listen to us on iTunes and go to RedsArmy.com, read the articles, watch our show there.
Yeah. So for anybody who is a fan of the show, you've noticed that there's only two of us.
Our stats is missing.
Stats are still out. Buried beneath
there
the snow.
Is a lot of GD snow out there.
Yeah, there is.
Do you want me to go on a rant right now,
or should we
save it?
I want you to go on the snow rant right now.
I don't
know
if it, because everyone else probably is ranting and raving about it. I can't do it anymore.
If you're watching this on your computer or listening to us on iTunes, you're probably pretty sick of all this.
You're probably shoveling if you're listening to us on iTunes. And I'm very sorry, because shoveling sucks, and I'm over it.
It's the worst sport ever.
I did it twice yesterday so I could get to work.
I did it twice today and I broke two shovels. Two shovels.
I'm done.
I wouldn't be that mad if they weren't $30 shovels.
I can't do it anymore. I'm on the verge of a mental breakdown because there's more snow coming.
Well, get ready to get the padded room ready because Thursday there's another storm coming.
No, I'm quitting everything for the weekend and I'm just locking myself inside.
I don't think you can do that. I don't know. I there's no way to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Dig down. I don't know. I don't know.
Man.
So, all right. So, in the past three,
and everyone's mean right now. Have you noticed that?
It's terrible. It's brutal. I can't wait to go to work tomorrow. Everyone's going to be on fire. They're just going to be so miserable. So, because
I'm
of
not
all
even
this,
I'm not even mad at the Celtics anymore.
We're just going to let them go.
I'm not even mad at the Celtics. Yeah, let's. So, anyways,
no. I want to just go in your rant.
No, because I'm so pissed off about this snow. I can't even. I watch these games in half a day's.
Right.
Because all I do is shovel.
You get a little claustrophobic because you look out your window and the snow is right level with your window.
No, because I come in from shoveling on the Celtics and I'm like, I can watch the Celtics. I'm just like lethargic.
I still got about six more feet to dig out. I can't.
Oh, man. So they missed practice
yesterday.
So
because of all this snow, the Celtics missed practice on Monday.
Must be nice to be an NBA player.
Well, the last.
No practice today.
Well, here's the question, though. I'm kind of okay with them missing practice because they're actually doing pretty good.
5-5 since we last met.
I mean, do you want to do this? I mean, this is a big topic of conversation for us right now. Do you want to?
I mean, what else are we going to talk about?
Well, yeah. Well, not just us, but Celtics Nation. I mean.
No, I don't want them to make the playoffs. But, Dave, they are 2.5 games out.
I hate the way the East playoffs are.
You know why? Because this team's not. They're not good enough to be a playoff.
It's just going to be embarrassing when we get that eighth round or eighth seed and we go to the first round of the playoffs and then see you later. We're going to be swept. It's just going to be – I got something working here. I got to get it out.
I feel
– No. Go ahead.
You know what people should do, Dave, is they should call us and tell us how they feel.
Yes, they should. They should. 508-731-GGTV.
That's right.
To be exact, 4488.
I prefer
73.6 inches. That's the only one that could survive is Kelly Olynyk.
Yeah. Okay. If you went to the Boston Globe today, there's a nice graphic of the amount of snow.
That's actually very depressing.
Yeah.
I mean, You have to be 7 feet in order to be all right.
I love the
Dustin. And only his head's above
my favorite
water.
One is the Dustin Pedroia one. Yeah. The little baseball bat sticking out.
Poor Petey.
Jeez. I'm as tall as Patrice Bergeron. But, his helmet's kind of.
You're still screwed. I mean, you're F, too. Even Gronkowski's breathing out snow. So
look at that goofy Kelly Olynyk. Can we trade him? God.
We'll get that. We'll get to that in segment two.
Okay. So
this is the age-old question. I mean,
do you want them to make the playoffs?
No, I do not.
Do you? All right.
But honestly, you don't want them to make the playoffs. But in the same breath, it's one of those things where you know you're not going to get that number one seed in the play. the number one draft pick because of the 76ers is just doing terrible. The Knicks are they're ready to shut everyone down in order to get it. I mean, you're going to have too many front runners for that extra ping pong ball. So it's like, it is. It's just one of those questions. No, I don't want them to make the playoffs, but
I don't
either. Where are you going to go in the draft?
We've talked about that ad nauseum this year.
Yeah.
We don't want them to make the playoffs. I think they're going to.
Now, this actually brings up a good conversation where it's like, okay, so we're good enough to make possibly the eighth spot in the playoffs. So, like, how many guys away are we missing from actually, like, being, like, actual real-deal contenders? Like, this team is
12?
Now, okay, so we went – as a whole, yes, of course.
All right, maybe 10.
But I'm saying, like, these guys have gone 5-5 in the last 2 weeks that since we've done our last show. Some teams, they're kind of like, well, all right, well – you know, you lost some good games. You know, you lost against the Rockets. You lost against the Heat. But the Rockets game, they kind of held their own. The Heat game, they sort of kind of held their own. And then, like, you know.
The team's not good.
The team's not good. But what I'm saying is the fact that, like, this team can make the eighth seed for the playoffs. Obviously, they're missing. Like, it's still kind of meshed together. There's still a few guys here that you're like, okay, well, these guys will be good if they can
They're good enough to
so-and-so. They can get X, Y, and Z players to come on.
They may be good enough to squeeze into the eighth in the East.
Right.
That's still a bad team in the league overall.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I totally agree with that. But I'm just saying, it kind of seems like these guys get enough fire under them where maybe like a veteran player would help a team out. Like these guys, you have to admit, these guys are doing better than the 2007 Celtics did before they did the big trades.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I don't know, man.
It's one of those things where you kind of question, like, okay, so the whole of the team is kind of like, eh.
We may have a solution, though. So why don't we take a break?
All right.
We'll come back on the other side, and we'll get into maybe how we can fix or break
some of the solutions might not be the answer. Some of the solutions might be the problem.
That's right. We'll be right back. Gangrene TV on iTunes is brought to you by Viking Motorsports. For all your general repairs and performance upgrades, Viking Motorsports is located on 134 Newbury Street, Peabody, Mass. That's Route 1 South, 978-536-3278. Make sure to rate and review us on iTunes, and thank you to Viking Motorsports.
Hey, for all you Celtics fans out there who want to leave a message for the gang, the number is 508-731-GGTV. Once again, 508-731-4488. Thanks for tuning in and stay infected.
We're back, and I just want to encourage everyone to please, please call us.
Yes.
Text us. I wouldn't call me either, but I might text me angrily.
I don't like to leave a message, so I'd rather text you.
So
I text you now.
Yeah.
I don't call you. We've been friends for
a
hundred years.
So text us at 508-731-GGTV.
That's very
4488.
4488. There used to be a
508-731-GGTV.
There used to be a little jingle for that, but
if you're watching the game, text us.
Yeah.
If you're watching our show, text us.
Tell us how much you hate everything about this game.
Valentine's Day is coming up. Text us.
Text us. We could be your boo.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, guys, just saying hi. Love you. Love the way that
XOXO.
I love the way that you just kind of mail it in every show.
Oh, what are you talking about, Dave? All right,
The smart guy's not
you
here
started,
today, so
you started,
kind of
yeah, you started hinting at bringing a veteran in.
Yes.
And what I want to say
that
is...
That veteran is questionable, though.
You got to flip the script, my pal. Because we're going to send that veteran out. We're going to trade Brandon Bass.
Okay.
Because it's
I'm totally agreeing with that, but the problem
the trade
is,
deadline is near us.
It's near us. It's only over a week. It's February 19th is the trade deadline.
Yeah, and the All-Star game is this weekend. Usually there's all sorts of hype about trades and whatnot.
You and your honey can sit on the couch and watch the
slam dunk contest. Fall asleep at the gazillion commercials.
What do you want to talk about? Let's go. Let's not jump the script here.
Okay.
Let's talk about the trades here. So
if you want to talk All-Star first, we can do that.
We'll get to the All-Star after this. So you got Brandon Bass. Not too many people are knocking at the door for this guy.
But someone's gonna want him.
Someone's gonna want him because he's a pretty good bench player.
I'll take a second round pick.
I would too. Now I think
doesn't solve it, starts to chip away at the
playoffs. It doesn't solve it, but you can package up a lot of picks. I think what Danny's gonna do is package up a lot of these picks for a veteran in the future. But right now, I mean, according to what I read from Nesson.com, Tayshaun Prince is actually the one with the highest trade value right now.
He's playing well.
I mean, he is playing well. I know he doesn't want to be here anymore.
I'll take two first.
Kidding. You can't take two first for a 34-year-old player. But I mean,
oh, I could.
You could. We could do a lot, but would they give it to us. So you get Brandon Bass, Tayshaun Prince. I'm gonna level with you. We're Sully fans here at this show, but
you think they're gonna trade Sully?
I don't know. I mean, what's going on behind closed doors is you can't tell me that was only two in a row. He was late to practice or late to the walkthrough or whatever the hell they do.
It was a snow, Dave.
I don't know what it was though, but according to what I'm hearing, he's got a lot of issues with waking up early. So, is this the beginning of the end for that? Do you kind of just be like, all right, well, I don't want to give up on you, but if I can package you right now, I'll do it.
Yeah, I disagree with you, but I also agree with you.
Yeah.
Because I think anyone on this team is tradable right now.
Being a Celtics fan, you now
know. If someone gave you a package for a Sullinger, sure.
Right. Being a Celtics fan within the last 7 years, you now know that everyone is tradable.
And
I mean, who ever thought Paul Pierce would get traded?
Sullinger can't see over the snow, but Olenek can.
Right.
So if you trade him, you just keep Olenek.
And is that the road we want to leave?
No, I don't like
him. We
want to
go
all.
Down.
But I think Bass is gone. I don't know if anyone else is gone.
I mean,
I think those moves are more an over the summer kind of move.
Yeah, well, I think Bass could be a now move. I think obviously Tayshaun Prince would be a movable character now.
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
I don't think Sullinger's really.
I don't think Sullinger, you're right. Sullinger might be a summer move.
Yeah.
Along with, you know.
Because think about it. What's he going to add to a team that really needs that extra push? And I don't know if he does. You know?
I mean, he's one of those guys that maybe he could just hang out, you know, and just kind of go from there. So, I mean, like, okay. So now we're talking about the All-Star game, and it's like.
Awful.
Obviously, there's nobody from the Celtics on the All-Star this year. So it's just like this hit is kind of like a watered down thing
it's
now.
It's so long.
I'm not really. Years
yeah,
ago,
I
was so into the skill competition.
And you know what? That thing, I feel like that starts at like 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And you wake up at 2 in the morning and it's still going on.
I feel like I'm the same way with every All-Star game now. Like the game itself, I could give less about. Like,
the game's awful.
Like, I really don't care about any of the All-Star games, but the skills competition, I'll still watch. But, like, this year, I'm kind of like, I don't know, I'm kind of just like, eh. I say I won't watch it, but I will. I'll end up watching
it on
Saturday.
If there's nothing else on TV, yeah, Saturday I'll end up flipping through and watching.
Right.
I think I like the three-point contest the best.
The three-point
because
contest.
Because it moves quickly.
The slam dunk used to be one of my favorites,
so
but that
kind
of got, it is.
It's so slow. It's so cheesy.
It's one of those things where it's like, some of the players, you're like, wait, who's that? You kind of have to look up some of the players.
There's no more Dominique Wilkins.
Right.
Who?
There's no more Spud Webb doing it from half court, I think.
Yeah. Dominique can't guard Larry Bird.
That's true. That came out earlier today. Yeah. Like, we didn't know that. But, I mean, that's still a fun story. That was a good snow story. You know, you're sitting on your computer at home, and you're like, hey, yeah. I'm snowed in. Might as well check everything out.
Oh, yeah. I remember Larry Bird's badass.
Yeah. Larry Bird had some good mouth.
Gangrene, yeah, breaking news. Larry Bird was good.
Larry Bird had good trash-talking mouth.
Yeah.
It was good. It was good. So I mean, the All-Star game is kind of just like, it's whatever now. A lot of the players that were selected are, I mean, they're injured. I mean, you got Carmelo Anthony. I think he's going to get shut down soon. You got Dwayne Wade's out. He's gone. Blake Griffin, Kobe Bryant. I mean, you know, there are a few newcomers on the All-Star roster, like Jimmy Butler and Teague. Guys like DeMarcus Cousins and Teague. So, I mean, like, you know, it's good to see new faces, but in the same way, it's kind of like, ugh, this. I guess it's because everyone's friends with each other now. That's not like the NBA that we grew up with, where everybody hated everybody. You know, like we talked a little before, where it was like, you know, certain players were just kind of like overshadowed because of the Michael Jordan era, and it's like all those players that were overshadowed by Jordan actually hated Jordan.
You know what?
Even though some of them played together on the Dream Team, they were like, when the competition came.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, when it was John Stockton and Karl Malone versus Jordan, they weren't friends anymore.
You just hit a thought came on. The light bulb came on in my head when we started talking about Michael Jordan and Larry Bird and All Star games. Is when I was a kid, I made sure I watched every second of those All Star games.
Yep. Yep.
I was so excited. I would sit there and I was like, oh, my God.
Because back then you knew something impressive was going to happen.
And I was about to ask a question. I wonder if kids do the same now, and they don't because they play it at 8 o'clock at night.
Right.
It used to be a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless my memory is failing, but it was light out. Maybe I recorded it, but I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure they were Sunday afternoons, and I would sit there and watch it. And I think it's a kid's game.
Yeah.
Because what do we care? We're like, oh, all these superstars are playing. Well, I think that's more exciting when you're a kid.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, the All-Star game kind of doesn't really mean anything. Well, it doesn't mean anything.
Wu-Tang is for the kids.
Wu-Tang is for the children. But, I mean, like, the All-Star game doesn't mean anything. You know, like the baseball All-Star game. That means something. But, like, every other All-Star game means nothing. So it's kind of like, do something where it's competitive, where it actually means something.
I think we should make up our own skills competition.
Here at Gangrene?
Maybe.
Like how much crap you could talk into a microphone?
Maybe.
For how long?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then
toss. So the Celtics have one more game, and then it's the All-Star break.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go with this as a loss because they're playing the hottest team in the East right now.
Are they going to win?
Ugh, the Celtics will not win this one.
They're going to win this game.
I will bet you fun Monopoly money on this one.
All
because
right.
I do not.
I don't know why I think they're going to win just because that's how this team is.
Why do you think? You think the Hawks are just going to take a back seat now and just become Atlanta again? Where they just could be like, well, let's just tank the rest of the season because we're so good.
I think the Celtics are going to win.
You know, there's only five people in Atlanta that know the Hawks are still playing.
All right, well.
Atlanta's a terrible sports
town. Why don't
we
take a break?
Let's just bash on the towns now. Let's bash on the cities. Atlanta, you're a terrible
I'm
going to
take a break, but before we take a break, I just want to give the number again.
Yes.
And if you have a fix for the All-Star weekend that makes us want to watch us, text us.
Yeah. Who are you betting on?
The West? I don't know. The East?
Of course it's the West. The West is going to win everything.
You think so?
It's probably going to be Atlanta and Golden State for the finals.
Probably.
I wonder if Adam Silver would just have a heart attack. Like, that's a David Stern thing. Remember when, like, we always said, like, two not really big market teams would go into the finals. David Stern would just be in his office just pissing vinegar.
Yeah.
Just, I can't believe this is happening. I wonder if Adam Silver's going to be like that.
I don't know. Maybe he will be.
I guess time will tell.
All right. Well, we'll be right back.
Let's take a break. I need some water.
All right.
Gangrene TV Season 8. We are now broadcasting on two different formats. Video format, just like the past 7 seasons, and now podcast format for all you fans on the go. Go check us out at redzombie.com to find out how to watch and listen to us. And as always, stay infected.
In the hoop, in the hoop, in the hoop.
All right, in the hoop.
In the hoop.
Brought to you by
Michael D'Elia.
Michael D'Elia singing a great song, In the Hoop. If you got anything for In the Hoop, give us a call, 508-731-GGTV. We will definitely read it online.
We will.
I will read anything that you give us. All right, so let's go. You know what? Hold on. Second thought. Let's go back to this. So In the Hoop. Okay, so George Karl.
Yeah.
He is accepting the job in Sacramento.
Yeah.
He's going to be the Kings' new coach.
He's got a new cousin.
I want to know if him and Cousins are going to mesh well. that is going to be a very good storyline, if not for Sacramento, not for us, because we have nothing to do with that. But, I mean, that's going to be good. That team is maybe like a good coach away from
it
possibly.
Could help them a lot.
It could help them a lot. So if anybody remembers Mo Williams, he's got traded to another bad team. He went from the T-Wolves to the – give me a second – to the Hornets. And the Hornets, who thought – everybody thought the Hornets were going to do pretty good this year, have decided not to. So decided not to do anything. So you kind of feel it – you know, for guys like that, you kind of feel it like – you know, he was on a couple of good teams, and then lately he's just been traded just garbage. He's going to be one of those guys, like, just kind of fades out, kind of like a Trevor Ariza or something.
The anti-Popovich.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of Popovich,
that's right.
1,000th win last night
as
a head
coach.
That's a lot of wins. He's had some really great teams.
How many seasons would this Celtics team want to take to get to 1,000 wins?
Man, if only.
100.
If only. the Knicks fans, you want to talk about, you know, we talk pretty badly about the Celtics sometimes, but the Knicks fans, New York Knicks, all of their fan base have decided to come up. They made a website asking Dolan to sell the team. I mean, if things weren't bad enough over there, they got two guys who are one of the most expensive contracts in basketball just sitting on the bench, and now they got Phil Jackson doing absolutely nothing.
They
there.
Still pay Amari Stoudemire, huh?
Yeah, they're wow. still giving him money.
That's crazy. Like a lot.
A lot of money, and all he's doing is making pants. He's into the fashion world.
Well, of course.
Of course. Everybody is. Everybody. If you're an NBA player or you are associated with the NBA, you have your own fashion line now. But I mean, that team is just in complete disarray, and it's only going to take a matter of time before Phil Jackson's like, all right, listen, fine. I'll just come out of retirement and I'll coach.
You think that's going to happen?
I think it's going to happen, especially if Dolan sells the team. Because I bet you if someone buys this team, I don't think Dolan's ever going to sell. I think he's going to be just stubborn about it. But if someone comes out and buys this team for like billions of dollars, like every team is for sale now, I think someone's going to go up to Phil Jackson and be like, listen, I will give you $1 billion if you coach this team. So, okay, so finally, Ray Allen.
Within the next 10 days.
39-year-old Ray Allen is looking for a team, and he wants people to wine and dine him. Such teams include the Wizards, the Cavs, no surprise about the Cavs there, Golden State Warriors, the Spurs, the Heat again, the Clippers, and the Hawks. If I was Ray Allen, there's no way I'm not going to go to a contender. I mean,
fit well with the Hawks.
You think that would be his best bet?
I don't know. I think he's going to end up with Doc or.
Yeah, I mean, the Clippers.
You know, I'm sick.
I'm all signs for me are pointing to Cleveland. I think he's just going to ride LeBron James.
LeBron James, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I can't see him going to like the Wizards. The Wizards are a great team this year, but they're one of those teams like, hey, we made it to the fourth.
Are him and Paul
spot.
Okay?
I think. I think the only one that never liked anybody was Rondo.
Okay.
So I think it's okay. I mean, if Dallas was on this list, then you'd be like, oh, no, he's definitely not going to Dallas. No way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's our in the hoop. I mean.
That would be awesome if he ends up on Dallas. That's what I want.
Oh, man, just a complete breakdown.
I want Mark Cuban to offer him way too much money just so he has to play with Rondo again.
Oh, Jesus.
That's my new wish.
That'll be. I don't think Cuban will do that, though.
No, I mean, he doesn't want to ruin his team, but that would be fun.
No, of course not.
In my mind, that's what should happen.
Right. Complete chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, nobody talks to each other. The whole system breaks down, and Dallas is out of the West.
Yeah. Well, actually, it was Mark Cuban's idea, and David Silva, or is it Silva?
Adam Silva.
David Stern. They're all the same people, right?
They're all the
commissioners.
Robots. They're all the same robot, just a different skin.
So he said, I didn't read it. I think I heard it on the radio that he said someplace that it was he's willing to redo the playoffs.
There's a lot of things that need to be redone.
And take the conferences out of it
and
just do the top 16 teams.
Yeah.
In which case, the Celtics would not be anywhere near the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'm okay with, like, no East, no West. I kind of like East-West things, but, like, all the other conferences.
But you'd have to do away with that.
Yeah, I mean, but like, you know how like conferences
you can
are
do
split
divisions.
Up. Like, I don't like divisions. Like, I hate that like Southeast West division and then like the East division and this division and this division and the Midwest and all that. Like, I hate those. Like, just do 16 East, 16 West.
Oh, that's
or
way too
15
many.
And 15.
That's way.
No,
too
no, no. I'm not saying for playoffs. I'm just
oh,
saying
oh, okay.
That's how you do it. Like, East, all your East teams, all your West teams.
But then you still have the same system. You just explained the current system.
I did, didn't I? Well,
you have the East and the West, and you take it.
See, so now I should work in the NBA front office because they'll take my advice and be like, "That's a great idea. Let's do that." And then somebody will be like, "Oh, that's already dead. You fired because Dave's right." You know, I just don't like the conferences. I hate the East Conference. Like, I hate our conference.
No,
because
that,
they're just so terrible.
That's a division.
The division. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Now,
I'm
now
not
we're
sure
confused.
You know
back
what
me out
you're
of
talking
you know what
about.
You should get rid of is, yeah. is the ping pong balls.
We're just going to change everything now?
You just change everything.
You know what you should get rid of is the backboard.
The backboard. Let's just get a piece of white tape for the little box there.
I think the Celtics should play tabletop shuffleboard from
I
now
think
on.
We should get the peach baskets back.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Born and raised in Springfield.
Don't cut out the bottom so the ball just gets stuck in there. Yep. If you get it in, you won the game. The game's right. over. Everybody goes home.
All right, sounds good.
But it has to be one of those giant medicine balls that weigh like 25 pounds.
Okay.
This game is ridiculous.
Dave, you're out of your mind.
I'm out of my mind. It's the snow. It's really getting
the
to
snow
me.
Is ridiculous.
I get so much snow.
Thank God Kelly Olynyk can still breathe. Breathe though.
That's too bad. Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Stop it. Stop it.
Oh, man.
He's out of here too soon. He'll leave.
So, All-Star break. Let's have a good All-Star break, Dave.
Yeah, let's do
now
it.
Now that we've completely derailed the NBA and basketball as a sport.
It's just the NBA is in complete disarray.
Yeah.
It's like The Walking Dead over here.
You can't
up
believe,
is down, down
can't
is
believe
up.
You explained the same exact system.
Cats though. And dogs are getting along.
Oh, boy.
The same system.
All right, we're going to take a break
nothing's
for the All-Star
ever,
game.
Nothing's ever going to change, though. That's the thing. Nothing's ever going to change.
No.
It's just, it's,
we'll be right back here next week.
My system is going to take effect.
Who? So
no
the
way,
West
it
is,
already has.
Yeah. You think the West is going to win?
I think the West is going to win. I think the West is going to win everything.
I actually don't really care.
I think the West is going to win the All-Star game. I think the West is going to win the finals.
All right, I was just talking about the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Because it's All-Star weekend.
It is. So,
I think the Spurs are going to win the one where they do the WNBA former star.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I actually enjoy that one. Yeah. That one's kind of fun, the former star, because I always like to see who they dug up. Because a lot of it's like, oh, my God, this guy's still around?
It's going to be awesome. Anyways, we'll see you next week. Thanks for watching. Check us on iTunes, Twitter, Instagram, and call us.
Facebook,
508-731-GGTV.
GangreneTV.com, RedZombie.com, all those.
Right.
All those .coms.
Thanks for watching. Stay infected. Peace.
This camera's a lot closer now.
Yeah.